For many football fans, the most important date in February occurred last week. Commentator Frank DeFord says what's known as National Signing Day brings out some of the worst in sports fans.
National Signing Day is the day when high school football seniors can officially plight their troth to the college team who best recruited them. Especially down south, National Signing Day dominates newspapers, TV, and talk radio as grown men carry on passionately about what teenage blue chips have gone where in the collegiate pigskin nation. Newspapers carry a whole list of local college signees, and there are all sorts of rankings posted. National Signing Day creates, in fact, absolute rankomania. It is fair to say I believe that a great many football fans get more excited about National Signing Day when high school players merely decide where they will play than they do later on when the players actually play actual games. It's sort of like futuristic fantasy football. Optimistic imagination is better than everyday reality. This year, it seems, in the rankings of the nation's top recruits, the consensus number one appears to be a quarterback from Minnesota who delivered his letter of intent to Florida State. And amongst the various top 10 list, Florida State was an almost unanimous choice for having scored best on National Signing Day. The Sunshine State rules. The University of Miami also ranked high on the top 10 list, even though its coach, Butch Davis, had just spurned an offer of almost $2 million a year, base salary, from Miami to jump to the pros for some real money. I don't know what's more obscene in the educational scheme of things, that college coaches are now paid millions of dollars annually, or that we have a National Signing Day, which shows indisputably that colleges are just places that supply uniforms for football players, and for that matter, basketball players too. These aren't students choosing a college, they're private contractors selecting a team to work for. Indeed, as it's obviously too late to save college sports, it's becoming more and more apparent that high school sports are themselves being emphasized beyond salvation. It's common now to rank high school teams, girls as well as boys, on a national basis. And many basketball teams travel thousands of miles to fill out a schedule. As a worst consequence, altogether we are developing an impatient system of sports where we're never satisfied to enjoy the moment before us. What matters with high school players is where they will sign on National Signing Day. What matters with college players is when they will quit college and turn pro. What matters with pro players is when they will use their free agency to move to another team. What matters is always next. In sport, we've forgotten how to celebrate the here and now. Oh well, for those of you who somehow missed the drama of National Signing Day, mark this on your calendar. Tuesday, March 6th is National Sportsmanship Day. It's a chance to live in the past for a few hours.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.